In Europe, we have a carbon trading scheme. Its aim is to reduce our carbon emissions. But what about the rest of the world? Does anyone else have anything similar? Jane Burston is from Carbon Retirement.
Well, on the carbon trading side of things, there is only one other mandatory carbon trading scheme, and that's in New Zealand. Its aims are very similar to the scheme that's in Europe, but at the moment it covers slightly different sectors. So, for example, they're looking to bring in agriculture because 50% of the emissions in New Zealand are from that sector. So they've tailored it to their own situation. Australia and the US were trying to bring in carbon trading schemes, and both over the past couple of years have failed to do so and abandoned the attempt for now. Interestingly, in the meantime, China have surprisingly come up with plans for a domestic carbon trading scheme. And in other areas, voluntary trading schemes have come up. So in a number of collections of states in the US, individual states are looking to bring in or have brought in carbon trading schemes ahead of the national legislation there. In terms of offsetting, the UK and Europe are leading the way. However, developed country governments are purchasing offsets to help meet their Kyoto targets, which is why offsetting is a really big issue for international negotiations. Something that I think a lot of people don't realise is that whilst governments are committing to targets that may seem ambitious on paper for reducing their emissions, actually a lot of those targets can be achieved simply by purchasing offsets from developing countries. So whilst it's important to finance reductions in developing countries, if those offset projects aren't working, what it means is we're cheating ourselves and we're not actually meeting the targets that we've set for ourselves.
Critics would claim there are problems with both carbon trading and carbon offsetting. In your opinion, despite those problems, are they basically a move in the right direction and basically worth partaking in?
I would say absolutely. I mean, anything that helps to reduce emissions is a move in the right direction. I think on carbon offsetting specifically, the system does need fundamental reform. A lot of the money isn't going to reducing emissions, nor is it going to sustainable development in the countries that most need it. So I think the way that carbon offsetting is set up at the moment could be changed substantially in order to make it more effective. With emissions trading, I think that actually they're very close to achieving a reasonable level of success with it. Lessons have been learned, new rules are coming into place in each phase within the European emissions trading scheme. It is very rapidly becoming much more effective.
And if you could gaze into a crystal ball, what do you think we're going to have, say, a year, two, three, 5 years from now? How is it going to be different?
That's a very difficult question to answer. I think within Europe, the rules of the scheme are quite tightly set. So it's an easier question to answer within a European perspective specifically. Aviation will be included in the emissions trading scheme and additional sectors are expected to come on board. The cap is gradually tightening. So the price of carbon within Europe is going to be increasing and emissions are going to be coming down. On a global scale, with the moves in China towards implementing a carbon trading scheme, I think there's going to be a lot of activity amongst the secondary market, so the bankers and other companies that are trading in carbon credits on the secondary market will possibly look to move over there and start credit trading businesses around the emerging nations.
And is there something new waiting in the wings, do you think, that might be another solution or even a better solution?
There's lots of conversations happening about carbon finance and how finance could best be delivered to developing countries. Each developing country has its own aims from the international negotiations. So, for example, the oil producing countries who want to get funding for carbon capture and storage so that people can continue to use fossil fuels to generate their energy. On the other hand, Latin American countries want investment in forests, forest protection. So I think what's on the horizon are different mechanisms according to each sector for the different types of projects that will need to be implemented.
That's Jane Burston from Carbon Retirement. For more information, see carbonretirement.com.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.